Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. How are you feeling today? I trust that you are feeling well. I had a good night of rest, and I trust that that is true for you as well, that you're feeling fine and you're wide-eyed and bushy-tailed on this Wednesday morning. We thank God for His goodness, and we give Him praise on this another day that He has released us into to enrich our lives and to bring Himself all the glory that is due to Him. So welcome. It's Wednesday, October the 29th, and we're praising God. We have much to praise Him about. But as we do that, let us consciously and intentionally move into His presence. He's postured on His throne. He's in His throne room, so to speak. The Son on the right hand of the Father, ruling and reigning over all of creation, and in particular over all of the earth. And we have this grand privilege of entering in boldly, because He does want us to come in without fear and boldly to be in His presence. It's about a relationship, you see. And so yesterday's activities dead and gone, so to speak, and today is a brand new day, and His mercies are also fresh, new. Nothing warmed over and left over from yesterday. The manna from yesterday is spent, and today everything is fresh. That's how He operates. So I want you to know that we welcome you. Thank you for joining us. Let us go before the throne of grace, if we may. Father, we come before You and we stand in Your awesome and majestic presence. We bow our hearts before You. We cast our crowns at Your feet, because You are Lord over all. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You do rule even now and overrule. So we thank You that You will allow us, the creatures like ourselves, to enter in. You not only allow us, but You desire for us to enter in, and You have invited us. And so we come today humbly, knowing that it would be as easy as anything else for You to smite us dead, but You choose not to, because of Your great love for us. And we know that we have not always measured up to Your greatness and Your expectations that You've bestowed upon us. But today we want to confess all of our sin. And because we don't want to carry them, we don't want them to stand as a wall between You and us. We want there to be a clear path before Your throne, where we stand and You can see us and we see You. So we stand upon Your word today that offers cleansing to us from all unrighteousness, from all sin. We ask You to bathe us on this new day with the blood of Jesus Christ. Wash us, make us whole, make us clean and spotless, so that we can lift clean hands before You as we petition and intercede on behalf of ourselves and others. We thank You for the power, victory, and authority that You've already bestowed upon us. We do not have to clamor after it. It's given. We just have to receive it. And we receive it today in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We do so with great joy, great confidence in You, without fear. And we thank You for all that You will do and are doing on this day all that you will make manifest before our eyes on this day. We thank you for it, that you are encouraging and enlarging our hearts. And we thank you for all our prayer partners today. Bless everyone that has specifically awakened to be part of this prayer cast today, so that this is one more place on the planet that you are being called on at this time of the day. We thank you for numbering us among that company. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, once again, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. Just a quick note on our protocol, just so that you're reminded of what that is. And it has to do with the fact that if you would like your voice to be heard in an amen, a hallelujah, a praise, or a prayer request, simply press the button 1 on your phone. And that causes your line to be live right here in our studio. So that's the kind of power and authority you have, you know, press the button, that kind of a thing. And you have an open microphone, so to speak, so that you will be heard by us and by all of those that are listening far and wide across the earth, either now live or streaming this prayer cast to themselves any time of the day, 24/7. So we thank you for being a part of this reach and the breadth of this prayer cast, this ministry of prayer. Well, I would like to give a praise report. My praise report is all day yesterday was victory, and I thank God that it's going to be the same today. Praise the name of the Lord. It was victory. I could sense the Lord carrying me, buoying me through the day, his hand under me, keeping me up, and that kept any sense of anxiety, fear, or defeat far from me. So I'm giving God praise for that. And that caused me to have an increase in confidence in the Lord and his power, not only to save, but to keep. So it was just a joy. So I'm offering that to the Lord today, because he proves and has proven himself on yesterday once again, as he does every day if we pay attention. I want to share with you today our theme for today, and our focus is overcoming demonic influences. Now, I guess I don't have to tell you that what time it is. It's anyone who is who can see, who is alive, whether they're in the Lord or not. I mean, people are actually speaking about it in general, the fact that they're seeing the days appear to be much more problematic in terms of the events that's occurring in the world and on the planet. And we know that the Bible said that it would get worse before it gets better. And so that we can understand that our redemption is nearer today than it was on yesterday. And so we can rejoice in the face of great opposition coming from the kingdom of darkness. There can be no doubt that the kingdom of darkness has stepped up its attacks and its offense against believers and humans in general. Their influence is more subtle and deceptive than ever. However, there is the fire of our living God that we can release against the adversary. We therefore have authority over all the power of the enemy. The gift of the Holy Spirit brings into our lives executive and ruling power. The seasons upon us are here to offer us opportunity to exercise the authority we have through Christ Jesus. So it's hallelujah, not Halloween. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As you could see, the activities of the enemy has ramped up. There's no doubt about it. However, the good thing about that is that we can take out the authority, the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, and we can exercise them. And in exercising them, we get better in doing so. And it's not enough for us to have a theoretical knowledge about the power and authority that has been given to us. We have to have opportunity to use it. And so that is why these seasons are here and are upon us. So today, we want to release the fire of God against every offense that the enemy mounts in your life and my life. We want to break the powers of darkness and release the blessings and favor of God in your life and in our lives today. And we want to do so by simply praying the biblical principles along with specific declaration prayers for any circumstance that we are faced with today. And so it would behoove you, if you have a circumstance that you're dealing with, to solicit and rally the prayers of the collective group that we are. There's a whole lot of us that are on live right now. So that increases the power of agreement. So this is not simply two or three. We have much more than that. But the scripture says if two or three touch, or if two touch and agree, well, there are multiples of twos here. So that's a tremendous opportunity. So let us take a look at the Word of God quickly, which will fortify our minds and our spirits as we stand up. We rear up, we posture up against the wiles of the adversary, letting it be known that we are aware of the authority that God has given to us. So let's take a look at the scriptures. We want to look at Romans chapter 8. This is Paul's letter to the church at Rome, verse 37 and 39, through 39, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. So that, you know, the these and thous are not present, so those of us who are not used to those will have great clarity. Verse 37, chapter 8 of Romans. Yes, amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through Him who loves us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, I'm sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. How is that for factual reality and confidence raising truth? Then we want to take a look at three verses out of Psalm 107. And here's what it says, beginning with verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord for what? He is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." There goes your praise opportunity. "Whom he has delivered from the hand of the adversary, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the Red Sea in the south." So this testifies of the fact that we need to give thanks to the Lord simply because he is good and because of his mercy and loving kindness that endures forever. So it was there when we were in the womb, and it's still there. The loving kindness, still enduring. Praise the Lord if you can. Hallelujah. Once again, if you want your voice to be heard, simply press the button 1 on your phone, and that energizes your microphone, and you'll be able to be heard for whatever reason. Maybe you just want to say amen. But the required action on your part is just to simply press button number 1. Well, let's go to our prayer agenda for today. There's a young couple that requested prayer. They're rather young as a couple and newlywed, if you will. When I say newly, it's been not that long. However, the enemy has sought to invade that particular family. It's the mom, dad, of course, and 2 children. And ever since they've been married, because let's put it like this. You're going down the street and you see there's a beautiful house, lawns well manicured, house just simply from the exterior as you pass by can be seen to be beautiful and relatively comfortable. But on closer examination, you notice something very odd about the house. There's no roof, but you can sense and see that people live there. Well, this is kind of the condition here. The enemy has attacked the leader of the house, or the household, which would be the husband. And his name is Juther. The wife's name is Demeter. And we want to now pray over this couple, because they have 2 lovely children as well. And so we want to command the enemy to remove himself as well as his weapons that have been formed against this couple. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand today in the gap for Juther and Demeter and the children. We see what the enemy has done and what he is doing. We pray for Juther, who is relatively lost, without direction, and is surrounded and immersed in darkness. We ask you to roll back the darkness, revealing the light, so that he will be able to see. We command Satan to take up all of the weapons designed against this family, so that there's a roof that covers what is a beautiful home. So that the enemy's darts, his fiery darts, can no longer penetrate. So we ask that you would raise up Jupiter on this Wednesday morning. Speak to his heart. Cause him by your Holy Spirit to be so stirred that he would come to himself, just like the prodigal son. He will realize that he's feeding at the pig's table when there's so much that he can have and is entitled to because he has a father who has much. Cause him to have a heart that's turned towards his wife and children and to his home. Give him a hunger that will not quit. A hunger that can only be satisfied by you. Because you said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Fill this young man with a hunger and a thirst today, like never before. Bless him and bless his lovely wife, Demeter. Bless the two children. We speak peace within the confines of that household right now in the name of Jesus. From pillar to post, every corner, we speak freedom, deliverance, and peace, wholeness. We command in the name of Jesus for the adversary, all the demons to leave. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a clean household on this day. Sturdy atmosphere there, so it's uncomfortable for the adversary. So we send your word, we speak peace, we plead the blood over that address, that house, that home. We encircle it with a hedge of protection based on the blood of Jesus Christ today. In Jesus' name. And Father, every other household that we may be aware of, we pray the same, even now. We see the defeat of the adversary in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We'd love to hear from you in a praise report, an exhortation, or prayer request on this grand opportunity that we have on this Wednesday morning. It's great, really great, that we have this grand opportunity. So if there's someone in your family, in your household, in your life, in your neighborhood, in your community, even in your church. How many know that church folk have issues and challenges as well? We're not immune to the attacks of the adversary. And this is why today we want to pray, releasing the fire of God. The fire of God. Let me just explain briefly. As the Israelites, the people of God, the then-known church, if you will, marched through the wilderness, they were led by a cloud by day that went just before them and guided them. That was the GPS of that day. God had a cloud that gave direction. However, he did not leave them without cover at the rear, because at night, come on, when it's dark, no light, when the enemy decides to pursue the people of God, that cloud would become a pillar of fire at night and move to the rear of the people to protect them as a rear guard. It would be between them and the enemy. And if the enemy dared, the fire of God was present to consume. That is still true today. So if you're experiencing the lack of light in any circumstance or area, come on. There's darkness. There's a sense that the enemy is pursuing. Well, the fire of God is available. So let us do that right now. I see that someone has signaled their request to speak. Your line is on. Your mic is live. Welcome. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. But I just want to bless the Lord before I give my request. Bless
okay.
the Lord, oh my soul. Oh
Amen.
My soul. Worship His holy name.
Bless His name, yes.
Like never before. Oh, my soul, worship
Amen.
Your holy name. Oh,
worship Him.
The sun comes up and a new day dawning.
Yes.
It's time to sing your song again. Whatever
yes.
may pass. Whatever lies before me, let me sing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord,
Amen.
Oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name.
Amen. Amen.
Like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your
worship
holy,
His holy name.
Name. I will worship your holy name. Bless
Amen.
The Lord, and all that
bless
is
His name.
Bless
Amen.
His holy name, because He is worthy, worthy to be praised. And I have a prayer request. For my son, Sean, his pressure is
yes.
up, and he don't have any medicine right now. What happened is he switched jobs, and the insurance
okay.
had to kick in for him to get his
okay.
medicine.
Okay.
So I'd like prayer for him, Sean.
Okay. Do me, do yourself a favor, and I think it would be a good thing. That's your son. And you have a special authority like
Amen.
No other to be in the gap on his behalf. One, no matter what the circumstance. So
Amen.
I would suggest that you take your right hand and place it on your tummy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he started out his journey in the earth from.
Yes, Amen.
And so you are making a powerful appeal
yes.
to the Lord on Sean's behalf. And so no devil in hell
mm-hmm.
has the last say. The say or sayings or anything to be said comes from the throne of grace concerning Sean. So your hand on your tummy, your right hand, that is, if that's
yes.
possible to do that, is a signal of your understanding of God's rulership, his authority, as he gave you that son, and that he is a keeper.
Amen.
He's a keeper. We are going to be experiencing some times where we have to have a level of confidence like we've never had before in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, yes. And these are those times right now. They're already begun. Let's pray for Sean. Yes. Father, we lift up this young man before you.
Yes.
We know that you're the keeper and that there's nothing that can separate us from your great love.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes, okay.
No height, no depth, or anything else.
Oh, yes,
and all of the created reality will be able to separate us from the love which is in Christ.
Yes.
From your love which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yes.
So we send the word right now to light upon Sean wherever he is. You know the circumstances. And Father, you are above and rule and do overrule over every situation.
Yes.
So today, we decree wholeness for Sean. Healing for Sean.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. May this day, this Wednesday, October the 29th, be a turnaround date for Sean.
Yes,
in his mind, in his spirit, in his body.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus. And thank you for this mother who knows how to pray and who to turn to in the time of need. And you are our God.
Yes,
you're there for us to turn to you in our time of need. And we are doing this today, and we are standing with her.
Yes.
We are joining her our faith to hers. We are joining our agreement. We're creating and walking in the space of what your word promised, that if two would agree as touching anything, it shall be done. And Father, we touch and agree for Sean's wellness, his being. We speak to every cell in his body, and we command those cells to line up with your divine supernatural order for health, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Aretha, for that request. Thank you for that, and thank you for your praise song. It's encouraging. Well, we want to, most of you know that this, in a 2 days, there will be this Halloween kind of thing that goes on that seems to be becoming more and more pervasive every year. And it's only because it's demonic. I'm seeing in our community people that would be better served, they would spend their money in investments and on things that make sense for themselves as well as our community. They're spending their money on the trash to decorate. Goblins and witches and spider webs and skeletons and all kinds of dark things. And that's what they are. They're all dark. They don't represent or advertise the kingdom of light. Their origins are in the kingdom of darkness. And so it's amazing how that is growing in our midst, around us, in our communities, like it costs nothing. Now, Halloween is the second most spending season, second only to Christmas, and quickly approaching that to overcome the spending that's done with Christmas. And so we want to pray over this thing. We want to decree light in the face of the darkness. We want to send the fire of God. So we're going to pray and decree what the scripture says about God's fire to burn and to consume the works of darkness, the works of the enemy. Your throne, O Lord, is like a fiery flame. Daniel 7 and 9. You are the God that answers by fire. 1 Kings 18 and 24. We know that a fire goes before you, O Lord, and burns up your enemies. Psalm 97 and 3. You also said in your word that your fire is released and to burn up the works of darkness. You've given us the Holy Spirit, and today we ask that you would refresh us in the Holy Spirit and fire. We see that in Luke chapter 3 and verse 16. Let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and to cast out devils. Let your fire burn in our eyes, in our hearts, in our belly, in our mouth, and on our feet. Let your fire be in our tongue to preach and prophesy. So today we receive tongues of fire. Let your word be preached with fire, according to Jeremiah 23 and 29. Make us ministers of fire, according to Hebrews 1 and 7. Deliver us with your fire, Psalm 18 and 13. Let your fire protect us and cover us, according to Exodus chapter 14 and verse 24. We release the fire of God to burn up the idols of the land, according to Deuteronomy 7 and 5. Burn up this idol called Halloween in the name of Jesus. Let the works of witchcraft and occultism be burned in your fire, O Lord, according to Acts chapter 19 and verse 19. Purify our lives with your fire, according to Malachi 3 and 2. Let your fire be released in Zion, according to Isaiah chapter 31 and verse 9. Let the spirits of lust and perversion be destroyed with your fire, according to Genesis 19 and 24. Release the spirit of burning to burn up the works of darkness, according to Psalm 140 and 10. Let your flame burn up wicked spirits, Psalm 106 and 18. And let your glory kindle a burning like the burning of a fire, according to Isaiah 10 and 16. Cause your glorious voice to be heard, showing lightning down your arm with a flame of devouring fire, with scattering tempest and hailstones, according to Isaiah chapter 30 and 30. Let Babylon, this world system, be a stubble, and let your fire burn them. Let them not be able to deliver themselves from the power of the flame, Isaiah chapter 47 and 14. Those are God's words. Our time is winding down. If you have a prayer request or a note of praise, just simply press the button 1 on your phone, and that causes your line, your microphone, to be live here in our studio. The fires of God. Well, on our prayer list today, we've been praying for various states through this month of October. We haven't been as consistent as we might be. We've missed a few. However, today we won't. We are going to pray today for Maine, the state of Maine, and the state of New Hampshire. This is way up north. The state of Maine has 1.3 million souls or people dwelling and living there. We want to pray for that state. We want to pray for New Hampshire, which has approximately the same, about 1.3 million people. And among those are people of God. We can be sure, the church. So we want to pray for the state of Maine, the state of New Hampshire. Right now, we want to pray for their leaders. Father, have your way in the state of Maine, state of New Hampshire, over all the people, because you do rule and overrule. You're God and they are your creation. We pray that today would be significant in the lives of those people in those two states, Maine and New Hampshire, that your Holy Spirit will have his way in an unusual way today. Move to preserve, save, and protect. We pray for the leadership from the governor on down, that you would give them the wisdom and understanding in their decision making and in their leadership. We pray for the church. We pray that there would be a visitation on the church, an outpouring that quickens and make alive the church so that it begins to shine. It arises and it shines because the glory of the Lord is upon it. Move by your Spirit. Even now, even as these states approach an election, that your will be done in them. In Jesus' name, thy kingdom come. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for our friends, the Dynamic Prayer Club, who are on their prayer journey right now. They are praying right now as we pray, and that is wonderful. But there are other groups that are praying right along, seeking God on behalf of the nation and the nations. And that's the reason for us being alive. God prepared us a body over 120 generations so that we would be alive in this time doing exactly what we're doing. Isn't that awesome? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, our time is to go our way and let our lives shine for the Lord out in the world, wherever that is for us, our job, our neighborhood, the supermarket, wherever we are, our lives are to shine on this day. Please allow me to pronounce a benediction in our hearing, and we will go from Philippians chapter 4 verse 23, and it says very simply, it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that's from his heart, that's from my heart, as from our hearts to you. God bless you on this day. Looking forward to seeing you on tomorrow. same time, same station. We're going to gather once again before the same God, the Almighty, the Everlasting. God bless. Okay, I think someone is just made their line live. Okay. Want to remind you that Denise and Kevin Reed will be here on Saturday, this Saturday, at 9 o'clock. There will be a seminar that Denise will do of moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. And they'll be ministering with us at 11 o'clock on Sunday. So please note that Denise and Kevin Reed were here. We apologize. We had the dates mixed up. But that's this Saturday. This Saturday, November 1st and 2nd. Saturday is November 1st and Sunday is 2nd. God bless. Amen. Spread the word. And pray for that event.